Yo, Larry, what's up?
Hey, hey, what's going on?
How you feeling?
You know, it was a long day for me, but everything's good. Can't complain.
I feel good. I feel good. Got a lot of work done today. I feel very accomplished.
That's good. Definitely got to set your goals and accomplish them.
I feel that. So, today's topic, you want to go ahead and tell them?
Yep, today's topic is forgiveness. Forgiveness. Yep. I mean, I'm sure everybody has their own little spill on this. And I know it's one of the hardest things to do. But go ahead, Miara. Let's hear your side of it. What you feeling?
I mean, forgiveness is another term that can is like, I feel like the definition goes off the person, you know? Like, if somebody's cheating on you numerous times and you give them another chance, does that consider are you forgiving them or are you just putting up with stuff? Like, you know, I know people that just do stupid shit all the time, you know, to people that love them to death. And the people that love them to death just continue to deal with it. But is that forgiveness or are you just putting up with shit? Like, right. What does forgiveness really mean?
Right. That makes sense.
I did some shit in my life, you feel me, that, I don't know, that, you know, I feel like what I went through as a, you know, a kid, you know, my mom did a lot of wicked shit to me, you feel me, and I feel like me not letting it go, you know, for those who don't know, I'm gonna make it, you know, long story short, I don't know my mom that well. I know of her, I don't know her that well. You know, she had me when she was a youngin', and we just never had a relationship. She gave me up, whatever. So, to this day, she does little shit to me, you know. And to be honest, I didn't know who my mother was till I was 10. So, for me to try to figure out how to forgive her or, you know, try to move on and, you know, try not to deal with an identity crisis from it. It's kind of hard, you know, to forgive somebody that you don't really know. You don't know what to forgive because they did so much to you. And I feel like, you know, I'd be hearing a term like, oh, you know, you should forgive them for you. But how, if I forgive them for me, you know, they still doing stupid shit. You know, they still continuing to hurt you, or hurt, you know, she's continuing to still hurt me. So, like, does forgiveness really help? Or just moving on and saying fuck it? Or is that the same thing?
Right. Yeah, that definitely depends on the person. I mean, me and you have similar stories, and I have kind of a problem with my biological mom as well. My mother was on drugs, and she never raised any of her kids. So all of her kids were adopted or taken in by somebody else. I think forgiveness for me, it's definitely hard, because no matter how long it's been, if that situation has arrived, or again, if somebody brings it up, it still brings back those same feelings and emotions and things that may be tied with whatever happened or continuously does happen. I don't think you ever can forget something. And I think that's what keeps you tied to these situations that happen. So it makes it harder and harder for you to forgive somebody or even know what forgiveness is. Sometimes you just try to put something behind you and just let it be what it is. And sometimes it doesn't always work that way. It affects you mentally, sometimes even physically. It just depends on what you've been through. It's a tough thing. you know, and everybody has their own situations. There's people who've been through a lot worse than me and you. But I do give it up to those people who truly forgive whatever has happened to them in their lives. You know, that's a good trait a lot of people need to have, and people don't know how to do so. I think it should be taught a lot more.
I mean, how do you teach it? You know, every pain is different. You know, it just, you know, every person is different. Like, for example, like when you're in a relationship and, you know, you've been in a relationship for 5 or 6 years, and the person you never thought would fold on you start folding. You see what I'm saying? Start doing shit that you would never expect them to do. And then they leave you and go with the next person and realize that person wasn't the person that they was with originally. And then they want to come back and ask for your forgiveness. How can I forgive you? And then in the back of my mind, not even if, you know, I can't say it'll be the same, because I'm always going to expect you to do me wrong. So is that really forgiveness? Or, you know, or is it just me like, okay, fuck it, I'm gonna give them a chance to prove themselves. So if they prove themselves to me that they're going to do me right, then I forgive them. So do you forgive when somebody prove themselves, or do you forgive them when, you know, they ask for it, or because you want to? You see what I'm saying? So it's like, forgiveness is really like it's one hell of a thing. I would definitely say that.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really good question. I mean, how do you teach that? Sometimes I feel like if somebody fills that role of the person who actually hurt you, say like for our mothers, right, being adopted by somebody else who actually was the ideal role model for that position, you know, maybe that can help fill that void that you had, or that hurt that you went through, and maybe help you heal from your past experiences. But I mean, I don't really have many answers for that. I wonder if somebody does.
I mean, like me being I was never legally adopted or anything. I was just took in. So I mean, I'm very grateful. You know what I mean? I show gratitude for the position I was put in, and the mindset, because it could be a lot worse. You know, but you know, I still hold maybe an ounce of frustration towards even the person that took me in, because nobody told me the truth. You know, right. about where I came from. I feel like somebody owed me that. You see what I'm saying? So, right. I think for me, like I said, like they didn't have to take me in. You know, I forgave them for that. But you know, the conversation still comes up. You know, every now and then, because it sticks around. It's like, dang, like, so when were you gonna tell me who my mom was, or so when were you gonna tell me this and that? You know, so. I feel like that's probably one of the hardest things to do, is to forgive somebody. You know, like imagine this hypothetically, right? You got a best friend, and then like, you know, not talking about like, you know, your wife right now, but I'm saying like you're in a situation, you and your best friend, you know, you marry, and your best friend and the person you're married to, they sleep together. Like, you've been married for 20 years. And then you've been best friends with this person for 30 years or something. You know what I mean? And it's like, how do you forgive that? Like, because, I mean, it's really history. But it's, to me, I'm like, it's loyalty over history. So people, it's like, so it's so much you got to, like, really compare in your mind. Like, damn, like, I know this nigga for 30 years. I've been with her for 20 years. Like, could I really get past that? Like, it's a psychological thing that you probably would never be able to get past. Like, with my mom, my biological mom, there's just some shit I probably would never be able to get past. There's probably, we would never in this lifetime, maybe next lifetime, if we were to, you know, die and come back as something else. And, you know, they let us try it again. But this time around, this time, I don't think that we could ever grow to even have a bond or a relationship. So I guess that's me probably not never forgiving her for whatever she done, you know.
Right.
And I admit that I tried. You know, me being 25 years old, you know, I have 15 years of knowledge that this woman is my biological mom, and not one time has she tried to, you know, be a mom to me, you know. But, you know, she does little things like, you know, she judges me, for my sexuality and stuff like that, you know. So it's just certain things I just can't forgive her for, you know. At least if maybe she apologized, a genuine apology, maybe, you know, I could probably like throw it in, like, okay, you know, we can see where it goes from here. But, you know, I can't, because in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, she on some bullshit.
True. Yeah, that's crazy how somebody can be so judgmental when they were never right in the first place. That makes no sense to me. It's like, that shit pissed me off. Like, that's a real thing that like boils, man. Like, people forget what they do so quickly, but remember every little thing that you do, no matter how good you were. And that's with any situation, right? You have a positive side and you have a negative side. No matter how many more positives you do, that one negative outshines everything. Every situation. And it's hard for us to get rid of that particular fact in anything that goes on. But it just sucks how that's something that just, I don't know, man. It's crazy. Crazy. But, you know, it is what it is. I guess we can try.
Isn't that called, like, playing victim? Almost? Like, you know, you did all this, but, you know, fuck what I did to you type shit. You know?
I guess it can be. I don't think every situation is playing victim. I think it literally is a situational thing, right? They can get mad at you for a situation, but they've done everything in the past. I don't know. It's a situational.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Just like I said, this topic is like, you know, it's emotional for, I mean, it can be emotional for anybody, you know, they talk about forgiveness, probably bring up a lot of old feelings and thinking about old situations and stuff. Like, you know, it's a couple people I'm still working on trying to forgive. And, you know, like, you know, relationships and stuff. There's some relationships I just can't come back from. You know, so I'm gonna leave it at this. If you guys can find it in your heart to forgive somebody, then, you know, if it helps you sleep better at night, you know, not caring, you know, just like, you know what, you gotta take that L. I say work on it, you know, work on forgiving. But like, for me, I'm not living with no hate in my heart towards my mom or anything. It just, I just know, though I came from her, we were not a match in this lifetime. And that's just something, it hurts my heart to say it, because I'm actually a really cool person. The fact that she don't want no relationship with me, and, you know, I'm something she made, it does bother me, but I'm not losing sleep over it anymore. I'm at the point where I don't really care to build a relationship. I'm 25, you know, niggas out here about to push 30. There's nothing else for you to teach me. There's nothing else for me to look up to. So I sleep better at night knowing that I was raised by somebody that did, you know, and does love me. And you know, I was protected, you know, throughout these years. And I'm trying, you know, in my heart to try to forgive and move forward. But it just, at this point, it is what it is. You know, so I'm telling people, like, if y'all can find in your heart to forgive, if that's the definition of forgiving people, or somebody in the situation that you're in, do so for you to help you sleep better. Whatever you define as forgiveness, because forgiveness to me, it could be all type of shit.
Right. I think a answer to being able to forgive somebody is finding true happiness within yourself, knowing yourself fully. I think once you find the peak of that natural happiness, you start to be able to see a way to get past things that have been done to you in the past. So, I mean, hey, figure out who you are, your purpose in life. That's probably the best thing you can do, really. I mean, but hey, we had a good talk.
Yeah.
This topic was definitely a close one. It hits home. But I'm sure a lot of people can relate. People probably have the same ideas that we're having right now and have a hard time articulating what they want to say. And maybe we've cleared the air for them. But as always, we thank you for listening. If you have anything to add to it or want to be on for the next episode, for any topic you have, please let us know. We definitely welcome you. Okay. And as you know, I'm Larry.
I am Ari, aka Ari. And that's gonna wrap it up. How you feel?
Oh shit!
We always come in. I don't know when you be coming in. but it's good.
Yeah,
all right. All right, then we out.
All right, we out.